Matveyev to present the introductory words to this session.
Thank you. Good morning, dear colleagues. It's really unusual meeting, the first in our history, maybe the first specially prepared joint session of the Program Advisory Committee for Particle Physics and Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics for the assessment of GNR projects and research themes in the area of neutrino physics, astrophysics, and dark matter problems. So, and this is done because we are following very strong recommendation of our scientific council, which is, let me just to quote part of the decision made in September of the last year. It sounds like that scientific council reiterated its recommendation that all ongoing and planned neutrino experiments should be presented and discussed within a joint meeting of the Program Advisory Committee for Particle Physics and for Nuclear Physics, leading to a better coordination of the neutrino physics program and therefore allowing implementation of priorities in the more concerted and efficient manner. In view of this, the Scientific Council welcomes the decision taken by these program advisory committees to hold a joint session on neutrino physics and dark matter research on 22nd January of this year. The agenda and the modalities of evaluation of the present projects will be prepared by chairman of the two PACs and close cooperation with the Directorate of GNR and, of course, laboratories. So this big work, in fact, has been done. So it was really very great, very useful experience now how to work together. So program advisory committees, laboratories, leaders of the projects, which has to be answer exactly formulated questionnaire. So, and now we are going to summarize the results of this first work, which would be very important. It's in effect new culture of consideration of our programs for the general institute. I think it can be also applied to other direction of activity, not just neutrino physics, astrophysics, and dark matter physics. So also it is, let me to say, very important, especially this year maybe, because we are now completing our work on the development of the long-range strategy of the institute for the future. So because of that, it's very important now to understand how to really realize principle of which also put it between us by Scientific Council. So concentration on the most priorities, major priorities of institute, because they will determine really position of the institute in a big world, scientific world, in the future. So I, from the very beginning, to say that I'm very grateful to all our colleagues, especially members and leadership of our program advisory committee and the laboratories who participate in that work. So thank you, and we'll start work.
Thank you very much. There is a possibility to ask a question if there is an adjourn question to Professor Matveyev. If not, we'll proceed with the presentation of the activities and overview of this research program by Vadim Biednyakov, Professor Vadim Biednyakov.
Dear colleagues, dear members of both advisory committees, good morning. I would like to present you very short overview of mentioned above activities in our institution. This is a rather short list of points I would like to discuss. This includes this description of topics we have in the neutrino program, some other topics of dark matter, astroparticle, and others. I just remind you that the main goal, strategic goal, remind you following our 7-year plan approved recently in our institution, that strategic goal of particle physics is really formation of a new unified physical view of the world without problems of standard model. And also this 7-year plan advises us to follow the following direction in this to reach the as a part of general community scientific follow direction. This direction given here, it's not so many, but there is five. And in between this direction, we have neutrino physics, astrophysics, cosmology, dark matter, and also some kind of indirect search for neutrino physics by means of transformations of leptons and hadrons with violating symmetry of generations. It is very important that almost all points which force us to go to the new direction of to construct new view of physics are under development in our institution. Neutrinos, dark matter, astrophysics, and charged lepton fermion violations are right here in our institution. I will discuss shortly all this topic. First of all, neutrino is a gift of nature, and these gifts are everywhere. Order the space, order the time, order the scale of energies. Really, this is a very, very, very abundant particles, second from photons from in the world. This observation. Next, neutrinos is the beginning of standard model. We know a lot of them, and the key feature that on the neutrinos, one has only left-handed neutrinos. There is no right-handed, and this is very important. This is pushes forward construction of standard model. Further, though, high Higgs mechanism of elementary particles mass generation is inevitable in the standard model due to the point that it respects U2U1 symmetry. This is completely the same as the maximum parity violation V minus R structure of weak interaction, masslessness of neutrino, and absence of right-handed neutrinos. This is, in some sense, the core of standard model. But massive neutrino is some kind of end of standard model. We know that neutrino has a masses, and this put limits for standard model. And people believe that the smallness of massive neutrinos is the nearest way to physics beyond the standard model. This was theory, but from practice we have now that neutrinos became a unique messengers of information through huge space and very dense matter. This is because they interact very, very weakly. But now this weakness of neutrinos became a power which we start to use. And being here in Dubna, it is not possible to forget about the very important two points. First, that about 60 years ago, Bruno Pantekorvo born idea of neutrino oscillation right here. Also, this information that Moisey Markov also worked at that time in Dubna, in another laboratory, and in that time he proposed the key idea for neutrino astrophysics, how to detect charged particles in the water via Cherenkov radiation. It was important that both two points are now on the background of our research program. I think the background of our future success in them. This is why I completely agree with Russian Academy of Science that says that recently point that neutrino physics and astrophysics is leader of modern particle physics due to all this written here, written in red points. Now I turn to discuss briefly the main topic, my research topic in our institution. First of all, the study of neutrino oscillations. I will start to experiment NOVA, just briefly. This is a new generation accelerator long basic experiment of EXIS, setup and main to so-called new appearance. The main goal is to measure neutrino mixing matrices, mass hierarchy, and speed violation. Apparatus consists of two detectors, NIR and the FAR detectors, both situated a bit of EXIS, and both are from the liquid scintillator. Use liquid scintillator as a target material. Our team didn't participate in construction of the setup, but contributed now very strongly and significantly to obtaining NOVA result. But what is most important for us from participation of this новое эксперимент that in our institution very dedicated infrastructure for новый эксперимент was created. It concerns electronic test bench in our laboratory, test stands for liquid oscillator investigations, remote operation center, which allows to have shifts right here from Dubna, and also general computer infrastructure on the basis of grid cloud technology was also developed to perform goals of this experiment. Here, I would like to stress that this experiment NOVA in some sense is a driver of penetration of high level computing resources and culture from the high energy physics like light experiment at LHC to compute to neutrino physics, to our neutrino program. And this is a very huge support of our research in this direction from Laboratory of Environmental Technology. This is picture shows how many, almost very many experiments and neutrino programs now use this infrastructure. This is modern infrastructure. It would be enhanced. General, from my point, general goal of evolution of this team is a DUNA experiment. Future, also the future flagship in this direction. Second, I say example, just a couple of words about Dyer Bay experiment, which already finished. But this is, I think, the very brilliant background for our development, example for our development in this field. Experiment was aimed to measure, to discover and measure neutrino mixing angle theta 1.13. It's managed to do. Our people contribute strongly in liquid scintillator development and summer and research and data analysis and so on. Everybody knows that the Dyer Bay experiment was the first announced discovery of theta 1.13. It has the best result till now. Collaboration recognizes very significant general contribution and result which was published as official result was obtained by our group in competition of others. And our people awarded Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics in 2016 due to this work. And now most important is that there's a brilliant team, a very experienced team, turned to another experiment, also the flagship in this direction, but a bit future. This is an experiment, Jumpman Underground Neutrino Observatory, JUNO, which is a multi-purpose neutrino experiment. The goal is neutrino mass hierarchy, precise measurement of oscillation parameters from anti-reactor antineutrinos with a very huge 20 kiloton liquid scintillator detector, which will have very good, unprecedented energy resolution, which allows to improve stress strongly all parameters. But what most important here that this is a multi-purpose experiment, and besides this, it could perform very interesting scientific program about, for example, geoneutrinos, cerium neutrino search, dark matter search, and more interesting is that it's able to detect huge amount of supernova neutrino. If we were lucky, that supernova explosion will be in our galaxy. Really, I think that our goal to be the second in this experiment, we really took this place. And now this JUNO project is in the construction file, the first stage, and there are a number of important contributions has a general group. For example, higher voltage units production for PMT, precision neon tests, mass testing of PMTs, and so on, so on. What important that we will think about, we will use our experience in data analysis we obtained in the Dyer Bay research. We have a lot to do in this experiment. Just a small example, but very, 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 I think, interesting, very decided that in our institution, a special device was designed and for users for whole collaboration. This is so-called scanner device. It allows to perform complete measurement of PMTs and intergalactic zone parameters, full investigation of these devices. It was done by our people and published by our people, and this is one of them now is in China. The last project in this topic is the Barixina experiment. I think that I should mention it because that is really very important to have uh, to have uh, to participate in at least one big international experiment with which really watches for the sun, because there is another one which really do this work now. And I think now our participation is not so huge, so big in this experiment, but this is decided, so we should be involved and attached to this very important process of looking for sun. Second big topic which we have on our neutrino programs is non-accelerated physics and star physics. People from nuclear physics knows very well this. People from nuclear physics PACS knows very well about this activity. First of all, I would like to remind you that neutrino-less double beta decay is the most direct way to check the nature of neutrinos. This process, if it will be easy, violates number of conservation law by 2 units. It is only possible only if neutrino is a Majorana particle and has not non-zero effective mass. An observation of this decay would allow people to, perhaps for the first time, to measure absolute neutrino mass scale. This is very important. Also, and signature of this process is a peak at the core energy of the decay, given the fixture. Also, very important to investigate two neutrino double beta decay. That is very important information about nuclear structure, which could not reach it elderly. I want to stress that our institution participate in both models of neutrino-less double beta decay searches, SuperNEMA 1 and another one, GERDA. I say somewhat about SuperNEMA. This is a neutrino-less double beta decay experiment, SuperNEMA, at Modana Underground Laboratory. The key feature of this experiment, the unique feature, that the source of beta-beta is separated from the medium of which detects these two electrons. This is separation is the key feature and allows several different isotopes to measure simultaneously, and at the same time, this allows one to completely measure full kinematics. One can see both electrons which left the source. This is a unique situation, and this is a continuation of so-called NEMA concept, which we participated many time. And in future, the SuperNEMA will consist of 20 independent big modules, and improvement will be expected rather large. But our team has 25 years experience working in this NEMA SuperNEMA project, and had minor responsibility of radiochemical purification isotopes, VETA system based on plastic scintillator, data analysis, and most advanced was our experience and equipment for low background measurements. And near plans are the following. Demonstrator, the first module of SuperNEMA was installed last year, and the people will participate in full spectrum of working of this demonstrator, calibration, creation of neutron shielding, and so on. The second experiment looking for neutrino-less double beta decay, but with germanium isotope, is GERDA. This is another way to measure this attempts to measure neutrino-less double beta decay, where in this case beta detector matches directly the source. So one cannot see the tracks, but can very precisely measure energy of these electrons. And this is there is very interesting claim of observation of this decay in germanium 76 pictures there. And only GERDA really can directly claim, directly check the claim, because the same with them isotope. The idea of GERDA is to have an array of rather big amount germanium detectors, which are located in liquid crystal, liquid argon, which serves as a cooling and shielding simultaneously. This work started in 2016, and now we have best background index reached with this setup, and the best limit for both phase of exploration of this setup for neutrino-less double beta decay in germanium 76. Again, our team is, has a very significant role in this experiment. It concerns plastic muon beta system, liquid argon instrumentation, pulse shape discrimination. It was most important. We will manage it and mount and commission the array of bare high purity detectors. It's very delicious work and should have very. Right here, it should. This is very, very important. And in future, we expect that our team will participate in development and further development of work with germanium detectors in project Legend, which will have 200 kilograms of germanium high purity detectors. The second direction under this topic is neutrino physics research at the Kalinin nuclear power plant. First, I will remind you about experiment GEMMA. The goal, germanium experiment searching for magnetic moment antineutrinos. The goal is to measure said neutrino magnetic moment, and which is very important to understand to prove non-zero electromagnetic properties of neutrinos. In fact, observation of neutrino magnetic moment at the level 10 to minus 14 magnetor Bohr would be evidence of new physics and would indicate about Majorana nature of neutrinos. Here, the goal is to go to as much as possible to lower detector energy threshold, because in this case we have different behavior. Wait, sorry. Sorry. We have different in the last slide. In the picture, different between the electromagnetic interaction and weak interaction. And separation is strongly dependent on the energy threshold for the detector. The gamma free sensitivity expected at a level 5 to minus 5 to 10 to minus 12 magneton Bohr. Another one, with germanium, high purity germanium detector, is an experiment Nugent, which is aimed at detection of K-unit neutrino germanium nuclear elastic scattering. This is a really very important process to detect, and people believe that it's very, very interesting from point of view in early universe. Also, one believes that if one will see oscillation in this process, it will be good in the evidence for sterile neutrino. This is also a reducible background for direct dark matter search. What is most important from practical point of view, due to this scattering, one can significantly reduce the size and mass of neutrino detector, which is very important for application research, when we can put small detector to big reactor, for example. This is a very sophisticated process. The only measurable signature of this scattering is recoil energy, because it's neutral current process, and it is very small also for a germanium detector. It's very small for germanium detector at a level of 1 keV. But our people within this project has unique high purity detectors, and with intensive flux of antineutrino from Kalinin power plant, this experiment has good chances to observe for the first time the K-unit neutrino nuclear scattering in the true low energy domain. And last year, very important steps was done in this direction by our team, and they managed to prove that energy resolution is about at a level 200 electron volt, dependent on the source, was reached with the first setup, and the data taken is possible from the energy threshold of below 200 eV. It's very important. And this allowed us to start full preparation for data taken, and first result I expected in the middle of this year. And what is important, we believe that after detection of this scattering, that this detector will be used to study it in very detail. Of course, experiment dance, people know very well, it waited result a very long time. This is detector for reactor antineutrino based on solid scintillator dance. The goal is direct registration for antineutrinos with highly segmented, movable, polysterol based detector. This really idea was to make a small compact detector which could be safely installed under the core of an industrial reactor. And we have very good flux and a good condition. The key feature here, this lifting, that dust lifting is a really key feature because moving the detector up and down, we can reduce strongly the ground. And this is already done. And again, the last year also, in this direction was decisive, and the first physical result of this collaboration was published and was demonstrated that the detector worked very good, and some physical result obtained. For example, the reactor antineutrino anomaly was excluded at a 5 sigma level, and also some point of interest was observed, and we believe strongly that we will continue this work and soon will be new important result. Flagship of our institution is gigaton volume neutrino detector at Lake Baikal. I remind you that this is next generation neutrino telescope. Baikal gigaton volume detector is goal astrophysical neutrino fluxes and mapping high energy neutrino sky in southern hemisphere, including center of galaxy. This is complementary to IceCube, which has problems at that point. The advantage of Baikal experiment is a very high angular resolution, but it's not available so much for IceCube. Also, there's some other very important things. 2016 was decisive year for Baikal project, and this year, in 2 years from 2014, the grid step was taken by our institution, and full-scale Baikal cluster was installed. It was named Dubna, and one really compare this huge progress with previous 20 years development when rather small from today Baikal telescope was installed. This success was due to possibility that we've managed to organize at Dubna here mass production and mass testing optical modules. And this picture shows budget of this project, and we see that support of our directorate guarantees this progress. And at the moment, looks like all things are going well, and people strongly believe that this year, two cluster will be deployed from the beginning, if, of course, ice at Baikal Lake will be strong. This picture, do not read, please, these words. This picture just shows you the density of the words in this slide. Just demonstrates you the importance of general contribution. It's really decisive. I don't like you to read all this, but to say that collaboration plans are our collaboration completely. Now I turn to the Kmata situation in Dubna. In principle, it's very complicated and very task to really prove that Dakmata exists and nearby. And this picture shows that people believe strongly that after Big Bang, Dakmata should interact non-gravitationally with ordinary matter. This is why weakly interactive massive particles is a prime candidate for relic Dakmata. But only direct detection can really prove that beams which we could detect is a real Dakmata. This is because you should first of all detect, obtain recoils. Second, you should have positive signature. What is positive signature? This is so-called unknown modulation of the spectra, which we measure. This is only possible due to rotation of Earth around the Sun and moving all this complex through the galaxy, which is fully filled with dark matter. On this way, we participate already before during the long time in the Olivet's experiment, which I'm a direct search for dark matter particles through their scattering in germanium nuclei with very accurate cryogenic germanium bolometers, which allows one to simultaneously measure phonon and ionization signal. This is very important to separate and discriminate background. The Olivet's experiment passed some steps, and the third one also finished recently, and was a very good result obtained, and especially in the excellent background rejection, the best one in the world. But unfortunately, it was not competitive with large scale argon xenon detector for masses above about 60 GeV 6 squared. This is why collaboration decided to turn to so-called Delvase LT, a stage which directly aimed to measure and look for light beams with light means which particles in energy region are accessible by large detector. And already in this year, some of this result will be published. Our team also participated on all stages in this experiment. And most important that we have very good experience in low background study development of method at neutron and radon detection. Also, our experience is in field of R&D of new low energy threshold high purity detector. It's very important. Picture shows what we have done here. Another dark matter search experiment which participates our institute is dark matter search with low radioactivity argon, DARCSide. DARCSide 50 was the first prototype of this experiment and runs in the tank of Barexino prototype as facility. Our team participated in the experiment from the beginning. It is not very big, but in future, this collaboration, DARCSide collaboration, plans to have a new, very rather big 20-ton argon fillet TCP detector, and a huge collaboration will arrange it. And in future, perhaps it will be one of the interesting, very interesting player on the field of dark matter searches, because this argon is have very good properties, which, for example, for an resolution. And completely another dark matter search project, NR64, aimed at search for dark sector in missing energy events at the same SPS. People believe that there is some models, there is some hidden sector which interact with our world by some dark force exchange. This is most popular mediator of this exchange is the so-called massive photon or dark photon. And in fact, the main idea was to search for this dark photon in this setup. This is a fixed target experiment. It will utilize an active beam dump, and which is most important, it is combined with missing energy approach. They should reach as much as possible as much as possible accurate measurement of missing energy. So it's a very delicious question, and should be, in principle, very interesting and profitable. And due to this missing energy, people will search on visible decays of dark photon, visible decay for summer particles, and so on. This picture shows setup, and then diagram shows some main idea of the experiment. First result already obtained and given at the left slide. This is exclusion plots, and our team participated in this experiment. It's responsible for tracking system, coordinate detector based on the thin wall drift chambers. Six frames of chambers, of large chambers, was producted and in Dubna and installed, and also 8 frames of chambers of small throw tubes also made in our laboratory, and this is a contribution to this in our institution. This is a contribution of our people in this experiment. So this is a fact. Our participation in this experiment made responsible for the straw tube chambers maintaining development and furthermore. Now I will say some words about dark matter, about Dubna astroparticle physics. Under this topic, we have 3 experiments, and 1 is approved, and 2 at the stage of activity. I will only speak about TIGA. TIGA is a so-called Tunga advanced instrument for cosmic rays and gamma astronomy. This is the main topics of TIGA, is to search for multi-TF gamma astronomy, search for galactic sources and so on, charted cosmic ray study of energy spectrum, and some particle physics study, including axion, photon, convection, and so on. What is the attractive that observatory is based in the Tunga Valley, which is nearby 50 kilometers from the Lake Baikal. In some sense, this is very interesting to have almost in one point of TIGA, 2 detectors which measure neutrinos and gamma quants from outer space and to identify sources. The key feature of this experiment is how hybrid array structure. It contains three different type of detector. Wide angle optical stations, high score, image iron Cherenkov detectors, and net of muon detectors. These all detectors located in big, huge area, and all work as one project. The hybrid array allows one to reach super background suppression. Our team full responsibility is the image iron Cherenkov telescope design, manufacturing and test. Two of them already produced. All for PMTs for this was tested and calibrated. A third one will be designed and produced in this year. And also we have a very interesting research and development R&D on focusing mirror faced production, which we have for which will be installed and all will be attached to and put into operation with these telescopes. In this year, we plan collaboration plans to increase working area to 1 kilometer scale and deploy two telescopes and start data taken for a physical program. Now we turn to perhaps last item of my talk. This concerns charted lepton flower violation search with Mayan beans in Dubna. I will take about two experiments. First of all, I would remind you that due to neutrino mixing, neutrino oscillations guarantee neutrino-less transition between generation of charged leptons, like mu to e, and so on. But due to smallness of neutrino masses, it's very, very forbidden, almost forbidden, and not possible. This is why that flower transition among leptons, unlike quarks, is the most clear probe of many new physics models at unique scale, up to 10 to 5 GeV. Our institution participates in charged lepton flower evaluation in muon to electron conversion by measuring ratio of conversion rate to ordinary mu capture, like this given here. First experiment which I try to say some words is mu to e. I would say that it is goal is mu to electron conversion in nuclei, and the first stage aluminium target will be used. The sensitivity expected at a level that 6 times to 10 to minus 7. This huge improvement comparing with current result. In 2016, the 6X was project with approved and start full construction. The main feature here that the detector must be very precisely determine the energy, momentum, and timing of particle electrons, which originating from the muon stopping target. This is a very accurate experiment. Our people participate in the choice of insulated crystal, electromagnetic crystal converter system. A method for increasing the light yield from saturated strip was developed. Also, beam test of cosmic meta was done. In the future, we'll participate in production of cosmic radio beta modules. Some other very important efforts also in Dubna will be created test beam and investigation crystal, body crystals for future and research will be done. Second one project is COMET, coherent muon to electron transition, but it is in Japan located, and the goal is to reach the same accuracy 10 to minus 12 as mu to e experiment, but with another setup. In principle, very important to observe this process, very important process by two different approaches in two different places on the world. This experiment has two phases, phase one and phase two. Phase one is already approved, and main goal of phase one is some investigation of background condition and perhaps obtaining some interesting result looking for mu conversion at the level 10 to minus 15. A second patch, unfortunately, not yet approved, but also it is very ambitious and with full beam line, with sensitivity will be reached at 11 3 times 10 to 17. Our people participated in two basic COMET detector systems, electromagnetic colorimeter ECAL and STRU tubes. Concerning ECAL, R&D on ECAL crystal was done, a certification crystal was performed, and concerning steel troops also for the first phase was steel troops designed at production, was done tests and so on. Most important that in last year again, a new manufacturing area for steel tube R&D and production was created in Dubno, and first very thin 5 millimeter diameter steel tubes was obtained, and we have very good prospect in this direction. Our plans to perform a LISI crystal investigation and R&D on steel tubes in Dubno and participate in full scale of this experiment. Now, before concluding, I give you my view of priorities within the program and related topic which I discussed. If need comments, I will give later. So. All main projects of general neutrino program are of the highest scientific importance. This is why general is on the mainstream of modern particle physics, and I think that general has clear future on the stream due to many young scientists strongly involved. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Professor Biernyakov, for this very comprehensive presentation. Now, if there are any specific questions to this presentation, now it's the right moment. Yes, Itzhak?
Yeah, Vadim, just one simple question. Is there any rationale on the order you presented the projects?
What? Sorry?
Is there any reason behind the order you choose to present the projects? Or was just a random?
You mean the priority list or just
no,
presentation?
No. I mean, in your presentation, you started with I don't remember which project, and
yes, I think
it was not alphabetical. It was not. I could not. I just wanted to know whether there is any reason behind the order in which you present them.
Yes. Yes, there is some reason. First of all, neutrinos, of course, is the best. This is our most attractive point. It will should start from neutrinos.
Okay.
Yes, neutrino oscillations and neutrino.
So within the neutrino parts, is there any order or
yes.
Just by topics or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And also, in some sense, is connected priority.
Okay. I don't see. Any other questions? So thank you very much for the presentation. Now, as you know, we had a nicely prepared set of questions which were addressed to every collaboration. They answered on 7 items, including the goal of the experiments, the participation of the GNR groups, and budget and manpower, and so on. This was, of course, evaluated by the members of two PACs, one referee from each PAC, and there were also some additional questions which were addressed and answered from the collaborations. Now that it's foreseen that there's still a possibility, if there are any additional questions, they can be asked directly to the collaborations and answered. So I propose to proceed along the list, which we'll also use for the final report. So this is, I think, alphabetic order, essentially, or more or less. Okay, this was the list, the first list which we received of all projects. And the first one, so I will let's go one by one. And I invite the referee, which were appointed, but also all members of both committees to ask additional questions, if any. So let's start with Comet. This is, in fact, the last possibility to ask the questions, so this should be used, if there are any. So for the Comet. Collaboration. If not, Diabe Juno. Might go very fast. Nova? Yes, please.
Actually, this is not strictly to Nova, but it's to the follow-up of the neutrino program at Fermilab. Is there any comment about the strategy, the long-term strategy, namely DUNE?
Who would like to answer?
Okay, so I will try to answer. Yes, there is a strategy, GNR. Antonio, I'm here. So GNR team is planning to join DUNE, and actually it is already joined, and already there are some topics covered by us there. So this, on the long term, this is our plan to be there.
I can be more specific about that. So as you know, there is a complementarity in the mass hierarchy and delta CP measurement in reactor and accelerator experiment, neutrino experiments. And we feel, in general, that going both ways will give us the possibility to make the best use of information. One part is accelerator experiments, which are developed at Fermilab, and the present one, the NOVA experiment, is ongoing with very nice possibilities, just started to run with anti-neutrino mode. We'll have, well, almost unprecedented on the time scale, of course, sensitivity, and it is really a unique source of information. Moreover, it goes beyond, so our policy goes certainly beyond, because the participation in NOVA allows to follow up then the physics which will be developed by DUNE experiment. And for this, we already started some R&D for the near detector of DUNE, which is very well known to Antonio, and okay, so if that is satisfactory, I can stop here.
Okay. The next collaboration experiment is Borexino. Yes, Fabrice. Press.
Sorry, it's a bit. My question is: what is the near future for Borexino? This is not clear in the in the document.
Yeah. Okay, I can answer. I don't see microphone.
Oh, you use the same. Use the same.
Yes. Near future. Okay, we have 2 years before shutdown, and so near future is a CNO neutrino measurement. More precise measurement of PP neutrino flux and some non-standard physics. So we have 2 years of data taking and probably a year or more of data analysis. Okay, 3 years it means.
Okay. The next is Taiga. Questions. Mu 2e, G 2. It's not always a good sign that there are no questions. So, yes. Then Super Nemo. Thank you. Duma 3. Edelweiss, LT. G&M Gerda. Baikal. Yes?
Actually, Antonio? I asked a question about Baikal, but then I got the answer this morning, so I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Dance. And the last one is NA64. Yes, Antonio?
About the NA64, my question is, what are the prospects for the beam from CERN?
We have approved run for with electron beam for 2021. And we believe it will be continued until the end of this time. And we push the proposal for the muon beam for the short test run in at the end of 2021 or beginning 2022 for G-2. Sorry?
Not approved
yet. It will be solved close to the summer.
Okay, so this was the last collaboration experiment which is under evaluation, so I don't see any further questions. And so now we will have a coffee break and then start the closed session for which the members of the committees, of course, are invited. Thank you. Yes, coffee break. Up with you.